Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Anita Marks here with Roman Oben. And earlier today, Eli Manning had a chance to talk to the media about the Jacksonville Jaguars pass rush.
Definitely. He's been a good player for a long time, going against him a few times. And he, you know, last week he was very good. I think he had 3 sacks in the first half. But, you know, they do a good job getting pressure on the quarterback. Even if they're not getting sacks, there's other plays where, you know, they're getting into the lap of the quarterback and disrupting things. So they're talented. They're talented up front, and they have some big guys and do a good job getting to the quarterback.
All right, Roman, so we just heard from Eli Manning. Talk about this offensive line going up against Jacksonville's defense.
Well, first of all, Anita, you're on the road, so you've got to be able to manage crowd noise and manage playing in those road situations, especially since this offensive line has been reshuffled. But, you know, you're talking about a Jacksonville Jaguars team that has multiple guys that can get to the quarterback, you know, Clemens, Davis, Marks. You know, all these guys have about 5 sacks apiece, and they play a role similar to what Ayers does to the Giants defense. So it's going to be a big challenge for them coming ahead.
Now on the opposite side of the ball, well, Jonathan Hankins talking about the Giants defense getting after Blake Bortles.
He's been doing some good things, and, you know, he's a rookie, so he's going to have those type of mistakes. So what we got to do is come together and not really focus too much on him, but what we got to do and get our job done.
All right, so now we know the Giants trying to get after Blake Bortles. Will they make it happen?
Well, listen, Blake Bortles obviously is going through some of his rookie struggles, 8 touchdowns, 15 picks. But one thing he does well is he operates that rhythmic, no-huddle approach, and that's the way you try to get defenses to not get in their substitution packages and get them kind of playing on their heels. Then you got Denard Robinson. He's like their X factor in terms of what he does, his explosiveness. They use him in multiple different ways. And you know he was a quarterback in college, so he can run a little fake sweep, pull up and throw the ball to a guy like Mercedes Lewis, who's a guy that's been back for them. So there will be some challenges ahead coming for this Giants defense.
Great job, Roman. For all of us here at the Giants facility, wishing everybody a fantastic, happy Thanksgiving. This has been your 2-Minute Drill here on Giants.com.